a look at Radio Cayman's morning news. I'm Dion Anglin. Government coffers are looking healthy at the halfway mark of 2026. New figures show a surplus above forecast. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has the numbers.
Property transactions are doing a lot of heavy lifting in the government books this year. The quarterly financial report gazetted last week shows stamp duty on land transfers bringing in nearly $81 million in the first 6 months, $22 million above budget, and almost $33 million more than the same period last year. That jump follows January's increase in the stamp duty rate from 7.5% to 10%. Add in a busy start to the year for financial services registrations and a record tourism season, and the entire public sector closed the half year with a $252.3 million surplus. That is 36% ahead of what government had projected. Revenues overall reached $856 million. Coercive revenues alone were up nearly $18 million over the second quarter of last year, led by property levies. Investment income also climbed with higher cash balances earning more on deposit. Spending stayed in check. Operating expenses came in $13.4 million under budget, though the report warns that some of that reflects unfilled posts and projects that haven't started yet. The government's cash and deposits now total $589 million. That exceeds the total debt balance of $479 million. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
The Cayman Captive Forum has announced Chris Norton and Eric O'Neill as its keynote speakers for the 2026 event in December. Norton, a motivational speaker known for overcoming a severe spinal injury, will open the conference, while former FBI counterintelligence operative and cybersecurity expert Eric O'Neill will deliver the closing address. More than 1,500 delegates are expected to attend. The jury is set to enter a third day of deliberations in the murder trial of Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. Mr. Wright is accused of abducting and murdering a toddler on Cayman Brac in 2022. The Crown says its circumstantial case excludes every other possible suspect, while the defense argues the evidence is inconclusive and leaves too many questions unanswered. Mr. Wright has not given evidence and called no witnesses. And Cayman National's president says energy and banking work together to support businesses.
The energy sector enables the economic activity, while the banking sector provides the sort of financial support and the capital and the expertise that help businesses to grow and develop.
Hislop appears in a Caribbean Utilities Company Limited's 60th anniversary feature. The company says Cayman's financial services industry depends on technology, connectivity, and continuous operations.
If you think back to pivotal things that contributed to Cayman's success, CUC's got to be there somewhere. And we wish you every success for the future.
Janet Hislop is president of Cayman National Bank and chief executive of Cayman National Corporation. Now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has suspended the counting of votes after Thursday's general election, citing reports of violence targeting polling staff. The commission said marked ballot papers had been stolen during attacks in some districts. Zambia has long been considered one of Africa's most stable democracies. Chad's president, Mohamed Deby, has pardoned the jailed former prime minister and opposition leader, Sukse Masra, along with eight opposition activists. They had been convicted on charges including organising a banned demonstration. At least eight people are now known to have been killed in flooding caused by record rainfall east of the Japanese capital, Tokyo. Several areas in Chiba Prefecture are underwater with widespread damage to homes. President Prabowo Subianto of Indonesia has hit out at official corruption and vowed more state intervention in the economy. His annual Independence Day speech came as international investors are warning of falling confidence in his leadership. Activists have attempted to deliver supplies to Palestinians who've been trapped for almost a week by Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank. The group left water and food for two Palestinian families. The spokesman for Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has defended his reference to the UK as an Islamic Republic. The British government has not yet responded. A parliamentary investigation into Nigel Farage, the leader of Britain's populist Reform UK party, has resumed after he was re-elected in a by-election he triggered himself. He denies any wrongdoing in connection with an undeclared multi-million dollar gift from a crypto billionaire and said voters in his constituency should decide his fate. The Spanish government is extending the operating life of the country's biggest nuclear plant to reduce exposure to turbulent energy markets. The Almaraz plant was due to close in 2 years' time. BBC News.
That's it for Radio Cayman's 8 o'clock morning news. I'm Dionne Anglin.